Chapter 5. Your emotions are absolute indicators. So, when your perception of your current life experience causes a realization that you do not have enough of something, such as money, time, clarity, or stamina, your desire evolves. Whenever you know what is lacking, you know more clearly what it is that you desire. In other words, in the midst of sickness, your desire for wellness is always clearly amplified. And as your desires evolve, all day, every day, that non-physical part of you evolves, because that part of you also flows with the new ideas and desires in the moment that you give birth to each and every one of them. If you were as sure of who you are as the inner part of you is, you could also turn your undivided attention toward the new ideas. And if you were to do that, you would feel an eagerness for life, a clarity of mind, and a vitality of body that would be indescribably wonderful. In other words, if you were able to keep up with you, the exhilaration of that connection would be delicious. And conversely, when you do not allow yourself to keep up with who you have become, you feel the discomfort of that resistance. The emotions that you feel in any moment of life are the indicators of the vibrational relationship between you and you. Your emotions are telling you whether your current active thought and subsequent vibrational offering matches the vibration of your evolved source self or not. When the signals match, or come close to matching, you feel wonderful. When the signals do not match, you do not feel so good. And so, an awareness of your emotions and what they mean is essential to your conscious evolution. In very plain and simple terms, you must find a way to allow yourself to keep up with what life is causing you to become if you are to live the joyous life you came here to live.